This is Colorado Public Radio News. I'm Vic Vella. A national panel of air quality experts is recommending universal masking in schools, portable air filter units in every classroom, and limits to student interaction at lunchtime. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Millions of unvaccinated children are attending school, and COVID-19 outbreaks are increasing rapidly. Experts say portable classroom HEPA filters, at a cost of roughly $10 per student, are highly effective protection against exposure to coronavirus particles. The University of Denver's Alex Huffman also recommends short, socially distanced lunchtimes.
You can breathe a lot of virus in that 10 or 20 minutes that you're there. That invalidates hours worth of wearing a mask.
Experts recommend students eat outside and test for carbon dioxide levels inside to measure how much air is getting exchanged between students. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A fifth person in Colorado has been diagnosed with West Nile virus. Boulder County says the person's a Longmont resident. The state's first human cases were confirmed last week in Delta, Larimer, and Weld counties. The West Nile virus is most commonly spread to people by bites of an infected mosquito. Public health officials say the best defense includes an effective insect repellent, protective clothing, and staying indoors when mosquitoes are active. A new round of state grants for artists and art organizations impacted by the pandemic is opening for applications. Here's CPR's Andrew Villegas.
The money totals more than $15 million. It comes through funds authorized by state lawmakers this year to help people working in the arts make ends meet. They say the program is key to helping Colorado retain its arts jobs during the pandemic. And earlier this year, the state gave out $7.5 million to artists and organizations to support that work. Applications for this new round of funding open next week. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
It could be an active weather day across the state. Much cooler temperatures, but severe thunderstorms are possible, especially for northeastern Colorado. This is CPR News.